Well, President Obama heads to China today for the final G20 summit of his presidency. The leaders of the group of 20 industrialized nations will meet in a scenic city near Shanghai to talk about trade and other economic issues. But what about the president's pivot to Asia? And will tensions between the U.S. and Turkey and the U.S. and Russia also surface, because the leaders of both of those countries will be there as well? Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. He's in Washington. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's at the top of the agenda for President Obama during this summit?
This is his 10th and final G20 meeting, and it's interesting to look back at how much has changed since his first in 2009, when the world was on the brink of a global economic meltdown. Now, as this president gets ready to leave office, the world economy is on more solid footing, but it's still not growing as fast as we'd like. And you can see that in today's jobs numbers from the Labor Department. U.S. employers added just 151,000 jobs last month, a big downshift from June and July, when companies were hiring almost twice as many people. And manufacturing job growth was especially weak. In fact, 14,000 jobs were lost in U.S. factories last month. Manufacturers are particularly dependent on healthy markets outside the U.S., and so the president will be urging his colleagues in the G20 to do what they can to speed up their economies so American companies can sell more stuff overseas.
And I'm sure that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to come up at this summit. Let's listen here to Ben Rhodes, who's President Obama's deputy national security advisor, speaking about the TPP in a recent press conference.
TPP is in many ways seen as a litmus test for whether or not the U.S. has staying power in this region. And what the countries of the Asia-Pacific region want to know, particularly the Asian countries, is whether or not we can be counted on.
Now, obviously, at this point, Scott, there's a lot of domestic politics here in this country that are standing in the way of the TPP, especially on the left. Hillary Clinton has come out against it after saying earlier that she was in favor of it. But what's going on with the TPP, and what might come up as President Obama talks about it with people in Asia?
Well, you're right, Jeremy. This trade deal has become a political pinata in this country, but it's still very much the cornerstone of the president's effort to boost the U.S. profile in the fast-growing Asia-Pacific region. So you can expect to hear another spirited sales pitch from President Obama during this Asia trip. And not only Hillary Clinton, but Donald Trump have both come out against this trade deal. So it has really no chance of being ratified if Obama leaves it for the next president to do. The Obama administration thinks their last chance to get the TPP ratified is during that lame duck session after the November election, but before this Congress leaves. That's a long shot, but this president has sunk some long shots involving TPP up until now. So, you know, the White House and a lot of other foreign leaders have invested a lot of capital in this deal. It would be a big black eye for this administration if it does not get ratified.
Is President Obama likely to talk to China about the disputes that have been going on over islands in the South China Sea between China and Japan and other countries?
Those maritime disputes with a lot of other countries in China's neighborhood are often a topic of conversation. The U.S. position has always been, we don't have a dog in this fight, but we want these disputes to be settled diplomatically or through legal channels, not by the big dog, namely China, throwing its weight around.
And what about the dispute going on between Turkey and Syria? We know that President Obama is going to meet on the sidelines with the Turkish President Erdogan while he's in China. What might come up there?
Yeah, lots of tension between the U.S. and Turkey right now. Of course, President Erdogan is still feeling the aftershocks of that failed coup attempt in July. And the Erdogan government blames a Turkish cleric who's been living in this country for more than a decade for masterminding that coup. The cleric, by the way, Fethullah Gulen, denies any involvement, but Turkey wants him extradited. So that's one source of friction. The other source, Syria. The White House has long wanted Turkey to play a more active role in securing its border with Syria and going after ISIS troops. Turkey has finally begun to exercise some more muscle in that area, but now they're concerned that Turkish forces are not only targeting ISIS fighters, but also Kurdish forces who have been some of the United States' most reliable allies in the Syrian battle. So, you know, Turkey is always suspicious of Kurdish forces, wary of a possible Kurdish separatist movement inside Turkey's border. So should be an interesting conversation between Presidents Obama and Erdogan.
And will there be a conversation, do we know, between President Obama and Vladimir Putin of Russia?
We did not expect a formal bilateral meeting between these two, but they are expected to chat on the sidelines as they've done at past G20 meetings. And that should also be a source of some friction. You know, we have Russia propping up Bashar al-Assad's government in Syria. We have Russian troops making some aggressive movements outside the eastern border with Ukraine. You have Russia selling missile launchers, albeit defensive weapons, to Iran. And if all that international mischief-making weren't enough, you've got suspicion that Russia was behind that cyber attack on the Democratic National Committee and possibly cyber attacks on some state election databases. So Putin, by the way, denies that. He told Bloomberg Russia was not involved in the DNC hack, but he called it a public service.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, as President Obama is at the G20. Scott, thanks.
My pleasure, Jeremy.